This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. I'm your humble host, Muzaffar Haider, bringing you back to reality. Here in the studio today, we have with us dear sister, Zainab Sadat. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
And our dear brother, Sheikh Yasir Ibrahim. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Now, obviously, faith is a central part of Islam. Alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, those who believe and do good deeds. This phrase is repeated so often throughout the Quranic literature, the tafasir, and even in the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam's words. We know that these two things, belief and good deeds, are incredibly, incredibly important. But we're going to be focusing on the first part of that, this idea of iman. Why is it so important? I mean, I can give charity, I can be a good person to others. Why do I have to have this belief? I'd like to go first to Sheikh Ibrahim.
It's a very important question. Again, it's a theological question. I don't want to bore the listeners with my theological rants. But why is belief important? Just be, like you mentioned, be a good person. You know, one of the things that belief gives you is a kind of border, right? Like, for example, everybody has belief. First of all, that's something to get in there. Nobody can say, oh, I have no belief. Having no belief yourself is a belief, right?
Yeah.
So whatever your belief may be, you act according to it. It's a manifestation. Your actions are a manifestation of what you have inside of you.
It's like when somebody says, I have no politics.
Exactly, and that's itself is a political stance,
it's
right?
It's a political stance.
The same thing. Yeah. The belief that you have, again, how you get that belief, how you've ended up coming to that particular conclusion that this is what I believe in. I believe in aliens, for example, and aliens are going to come and abduct me or whatever you want to do. You have gone through a particular journey to reach that particular conclusion. And then you will act with the world around you based on those beliefs, right? So first of all, principally, the beliefs or your actions rather are a manifestation of your beliefs. So therefore, they are important, regardless whether you like it or not. Interacting with other people, therefore, are also based on your beliefs. Further, the reason why you interact with people, your intentions are based on your beliefs. The intention, the actual intention that you
have.
So it whole spectrum of things. So it is important for a person to clearly identify, what do I believe in? In order to understand, okay, well, this is why I'm acting in a particular manner. Or this is why I shouldn't act in a particular manner. Like, for example, in Western society, or in majority of societies throughout the world, people don't commit crime not because, oh, I'm being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a CCTV camera watching. The big difference, right? Remove the camera.
To quote the Joker, when the chips are down, these civilized people, they will eat each other.
Proper.
You know, because when the electricity goes, for example, the CCTV cameras are switched off, now all hell breaks loose. It's a good point. So your beliefs directly impact your actions.
We'll come right back to that, inshallah, after a break.
Sister, what are your immediate thoughts on this idea of faith being so important?
Well, I personally believe that faith is somehow a pillar to a person. it is considered as the pillar of a person, the base of a person. When I have a good thoughts, when I have good beliefs about here in religion, about God, for example, I will not be influenced by anything or any person at all, you know. In case I don't have a much strong belief, in case I'm just imitating my parents, for example, in doing religious conducts, then somebody comes to me and tells me that, okay, Zainab, you don't have to bother yourself. You can just eat your food when you're alone. And when you come to your parents, you can pretend to be fasting. Or you can pretend to say your prayers in front of them and lots of things. But, you know, when it comes to me and I have a good belief or faith, I would say no. I would say strongly no. Because I believe that God watches me. And I believe that fasting is good for my health. It's good for my own. I do not want to cheat others. I cannot cheat myself. And that's the case. So it's quite important for everyone to work on their beliefs or to work on their faith, because it shows lots of things and it determines your destiny and your and even your relationship to God.
Right. Okay, so what I'm getting from both of you here is that faith is important because it influences your actions, right? I am a decent human being. And some of them, you know, in action-wise, they are. You know, they even if the lights were switched off, per se, a certain person, they wouldn't commit any crimes. They wouldn't be dishonest. They wouldn't steal anything. They wouldn't kill anybody, right? Even though they don't have any faith at all in, like, a higher power. So what do you have to say about that?
That particular person, obviously, we cannot look at specifics. Looking at specifics would obviously be detrimental. We have to understand that, okay, is my faith important or is there a particular faith that I have to accept that will make all of this worthy?
Like, yeah, otherwise it would just be like, so one for example, right?
For example, people ask questions that Thomas Edison, like today, with
the light bulb,
the light bulb, the microphone we're using, the lights we're in, our laptops, our phones, everything is based off that one discovery. Like so much good is done from it. What happened to this person? But we do not know Thomas Edison, the person. We don't know what he did. We don't know what he may have done, other things in his private life. He's, you know, we don't know. We know nothing. History doesn't tell us anything. So we can't make specifics about these people. We don't know what's in a person's heart. We don't know the intentions of that person. Which comes back to a more important thing. Like I mentioned as well, the concept of intention. We have, again, the concept of faith. The intention by which the action is done is also important. Do I do that action in order to become famous? And this is where you find a difference. For example, one of the great scholars of Islam, Sheikh Mutahhari, rahmatullah alayhi, writes in one of his books that there was a time when nobody would work in a certain hospital in Iran. And a group of Christians from the Europe came. So he said, look, not to be pessimistic and not to be negative, but let's look at why they came. Did they come purely out of altruism, just to come and serve? Or was there something behind them? This is something we need to look at. The intention here is important.
They were being paid. Yeah. A lot of
money. Or whatever it was, right? So is the act itself important or no? Is the intention behind that act also important? And belief forms that intention.
So, okay, so are we saying that a person who doesn't have the faith but has the action is actually in some ways insincere in what they do?
Depending on what they're looking at. Why are you doing it? And one of the beauties of this world is that you will never know a person's intention.
It's not a beautiful thing, is it? It's a little bit frustrating. But let's come back to Sister. You said a very adamant yes threat there.
Yes, and you know, another thing that sets an atheist person or a person who does not have any belief in God with a person who is Muslim or believes in God is the criteria that are set by God, and we have to follow them. I accepted that our instincts tell us what to do, and definitely a good thing is considered as a good thing for all the religions. For example,
to an extent,
Yes, for example, you know, being kind, it is considered as a good thing for everybody. And coming to Islam, God has set some criteria for being good, for treating other people in a good way. And there are several narrations, there are several verses, and I think that we don't have much time. In general, I want to say that the criteria that are set by our God, Allah, or by Islam, make it different for us to act from those who do not believe in God. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's it.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Al-a'mal bin niyat, that your actions are based on your intention. But then the Imam goes, wa huwa al-amal, that the intention itself is the act. The Imam goes deeper. He doesn't say that your actions are based on your intention. The Imam stops and says, no. Mm. Think about it. Your act, the intention itself is your act.
That is subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam mentioned this tradition, that the intention itself is the actual manifestation of the act, and the output of that intention of yours is what you see in the physical.
So when it comes to the... if actions are on niyat, on the intentions, right? So actions matter only according to what the intention behind them was. That's what we're essentially saying here. And if the imam is actually defining the intention itself, to make an intention is a verb. It is a action that we're taking. What's the niyat behind that?
That is goes back to irada. It goes back to will.
It goes back to what?
Will. The will of the soul.
We're talking about, you know, as'alukum ala ruh. Like, they ask you concerning the ruh. And then Allah replies, well, he tells the Prophet to say, قول الروح
من أمر الله من أمر ربك
أمر ربك من أمر ربي. So that's really deeply philosophical, isn't it? Because that means that you're action of having an intention, the intention behind that action is God.
God is the reason why we're doing. Intention could be somehow regarded as the reason for why you're doing something.
This is where you see the difference. The concept of ruh and nafs is very difficult. But there are certain faculties within the nafs. Each of these faculties manifests a certain thing. Your nafs can have an intention that can be satanic. And it can, or it can be divine. So you see the intention, wherever it flows from, will manifest itself very differently. Even though in the physical manner it may be the same in terms of its outward appearance, but its source is very different. For example, a person like, let's mention his name, Mr. Musk, may give charity, but for a very devilish intention. Give a lot of money, but for a very devilish intention. Whereas me or you give... not even a 0.001% of that same thing. And there's a very famous thing about the khums. I don't know if you remember the story of the khums.
If you can throw it in there very quickly.
I can't remember which imam it was. I think it was Imam Kazim alayhi salam, if I'm not mistaken, that all of his Shia from all over, I think it was from Khorasan, give khums. Imam said, take all of us back. There's one coin, give me that coin. One coin. Mm-hmm. Why? He said, this was done with ikhlas, the rest was not. From a lady who gave one coin.
That's all we have time for, unfortunately. I wish we could discuss this in more detail. From myself, from Sister Zainab Sadat, and from Brother Yasir Ibrahim, we bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.